Our next item is conditional use number 2014 J Beach.
This application was deferred at our April 9th meeting for further consideration.
And Mr. Chairman, I have given this particular application considerable consideration. I've reviewed the record. I've looked at similar projects that have been approved in the past, and based on that and trying to maintain some consistency with similar projects, I've prepared a motion.
All right, sir.
And I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2014 for J Beach for a landscaping and site work business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has proposed a relatively limited use on this property. With the conditions and limitations placed upon it, it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Two, the use as a landscaping business is a benefit to Sussex County residents and property owners. Three, the use will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Four, the use with the conditions proposed by this approval will maintain a residential character consistent with surrounding properties. Five, the applicant has stated that he will reside upon the property at all times and maintain the property in a neat and orderly condition. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the residence must be located in front of all accessory buildings on the property. No accessory buildings or storage areas shall be located forward of the rear wall of the residence. B, as stated by the applicant, he will reside on this property during the operation of this use. The applicant provided testimony that it will be operated much like a home occupation. As a result, the conditional use shall expire if the applicant no longer resides on the property. C, all equipment, machinery, and vehicles associated with the business must be kept inside a 6-foot wood or vinyl fenced and locked area so that it is screened from view of neighboring or adjacent properties and roadways. D, in addition to being located behind the residence, all equipment, storage, and service buildings shall be constructed in the middle and northeast corner of the property, away from the neighbors to the south, as illustrated by the applicant, and must be at least 200 feet from Beaver Dam Road. These structures must also be enclosed within the fenced-in area. E, there shall not be any dirt, tree stumps, stones, mulch, or other materials stored on the property. F, there shall not be any retail sales conducted from the property. G, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. H, there shall not be any storage of junked, inoperable, unregistered, or untitled vehicles or equipment on the property. I, any security lighting on the property shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. J, all equipment, repairs, and maintenance must be performed inside of a structure on the premises. K, all parking areas for employees shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site. L, all areas for parking equipment must be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site within the fenced-in area. M, all oils, fluids, hazardous substances, etc., associated with the business must be stored inside of a structure and disposed of in accordance with applicable laws and regulations. N, the project shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. O, a revised preliminary site plan must be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission depicting these conditions of approval or noting them upon it. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
No question, Mr. Chairman.
And it's really for Vince. Vince, the condition B, the conditional use shall expire if the applicant no longer resides at that property. Is that, we've never done that before, is that?
We've done it a few times. There was one multifamily one that I recall where it was connected to the property owner residing on that property. So it's been done before.
Almost
Folmsby, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, so there's a precedent for doing that. And since that was sort of, you know, part and parcel of this application, I think that was part of Mr. Johnson's consideration for that.
Yes.
I will second that motion.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2014 J Beach for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Here.
Carried. The motion carries 4-1.